going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. This is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Let's Buy No Crunches podcast. It's Friday. It's a snow day. You see, we still here in the snow. The snow doesn't stop the podcast.
Don't stop the show.
The snow. If I see the snow, I say, let's go.
Let's go. Nope. We want some more.
If I see the snow, I let them know.
Nope.
But listen, man, we here. We blessed to see another week. Blessed to see another podcast. Blessed to see another day. Blessed to see another evening. And listen, man, we here. We taking control of the big backs. We making America fit again. Mafa all 2025. Mm-hmm. And what I need y'all to do is hit the like button. And you probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button? Because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast
the
out.
The illest.
The coolest.
Coolest.
The realest.
The realest.
The coldest. The dopest.
The funniest.
The funniest. The most entertaining. We got the most haters. The most backlash. With the most lies, whatever you want to say, we got all of that on this fitness podcast, and it is what it is. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. With all that being said, let me introduce my co-host, Tunji. Welcome back to the show.
What it do, baby? You dig what I'm saying, man? Another great week, another week to self-improve. We back here on a Friday, snow day. You hear me? Any day don't matter. Rain, sleet, or snow, we here.
You feel me?
Gonna provide the show.
You know what I'm saying?
And we know I gotta go.
I'm telling you. Listen, man, before we get in these comments and we get this show started, I got one announcement.
Let's talk.
Listen.
Let's debate.
If you don't like the cussing on the podcast, get off the podcast.
Man.
If you don't like the videos that we react to on the podcast, get off the podcast. If you don't like our tone and our aggressiveness, get off the podcast.
This is podcast for you.
We grown men. This is how men talk. Ladies, if you got a problem with how men talk, go watch some women talk. Soft ass ninjas, if you got a problem with how men talk, go watch some soft ass ninjas talk. That's pandering and all that other shit. That's not what we do here. All right? I'll just make that clear. And don't come in here trolling, because you're going to get the stroller. Because you're going to cut your ass up.
And we're going to cook you.
And we're going to cook your ass. Let's get in these comments. We're going to get this show started. Hope I made myself
clear.
It's one of them days. I've been cooking all week. Big back chunk funk. Funk shaming, that's crazy. That's insane.
Whoa, that might be.
You're gross. Yeah, that's gross. Let's go take us to school. You already know that, Indian Dolly.
Facts.
What's up, Fit Fam? What's going on, brother?
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Stephanie's on the show.
Welcome to the show.
The source.
My guy, Mr. Elite, big back in all 2025. What's good, my guy? Doug Palmer, get him. What's up, Doug? Let the shaming begin. We about to shame McMahon all 2025. Yeah, men do talk aggressive among other men, exactly. Especially at the barbershop or during sports, some type of competition. Yeah, they want us to do fairy tales and shit here. That's not what we're here for.
We don't do that.
All that being said, man, we're going to get into this episode.
Dom DeMarco.
The bigger the back, the longer the weaves, lashes, and heavier the makeup. Shy,
man,
you might be the first one kicked out today.
Strike three, you're out.
That's the first offense of the day, and we're 4 minutes into the freaking podcast. That's crazy. All right, man. Let's get it, man. Let's go to the let's start with the Jetski video, bro. The Jetski's video is insane, dog.
Video to pop it off. Say no
more. It's insane.
Okay.
I think you opened the link for that one. I think. Oh man. But yeah, man. Toon, how you feeling, brother?
I feel well, brother. Good. I feel fit, so I'm blessed.
You hear me?
No stress.
Yes, sir.
We aiming for the best, you dig?
You know what I'm saying?
We tapped in.
Yeah, the Jetski jam. Go back to StreamYard. Look a little funny when you left that joint. Yeah, damn. That just looked
great. Taking us to the Matrix.
You said what?
You on the wrong internet joint.
Oh, but my fault. My bad, bro. I went to the joint. Your email wasn't open. I was trying to open it for you. Well, we just going to talk a little shit while we get that situated. My fault, Rob. Yeah, what's going on? How was your week, Tone?
We went well. You know what I'm saying?
I see you back posting your content, man.
Yeah, guys, stay consistent. Yeah. You know, shout out to C. Marty Fit Big Ism for the reassurance and the, you know,
hey, listen,
the encouragement. These my guys. You need folks around you that's gonna hold you accountable. So, you know, I really appreciate y'all. Every time I be slacking, I'd be like, nah, what would C. Marty do? What would Ism do?
Man, listen.
He's my guys. You know?
I coach Toon like I coach y'all, man. I've had a couple talks to Toon like, bro, you're not posting no content.
Yeah, bro, get on your shit, bro.
All right, let's check out this video, man. We got it together, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's get this episode started, bro. Are you sharing it? No, you didn't start sharing. Oh, on the other one. Oh, shit. All right. But what is that, John? Okay, I guess that's something new. All right, let's get it.
Hey, the movie start now.
Oh, brother.
Who's got to push that backwards?
Oh, brother.
Hey, yo.
Oh, man.
Dog ain't tell big nothing, but y'all just push him with y'all cool. They just want that money, boy. Boy, look at the bike, boy. Look here.
Oh, no.
Cuz is dying.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Oh, man. You can exit out of it, Rob. I mean, come on, y'all. Listen. We always tell y'all, man, you want to avoid these situations. Just because you've been pandered to and coddled does not mean your big back ass belong and doing some fit back activity. You're not ready for vacation, bro. Don't sit here and expect to get on the jet ski and expect people not to record you and laugh at your big ass when you've been having these big back habits. You weigh 400 pounds. It's not the place for that, bro. And the world is getting to a place where it's getting less acceptable and people are making rules. Just like the girl on the roller coaster the other day, they making rules for y'all and y'all can't participate in society. Right. And I'm not being mean. I'm not trying to hate y'all. I am shaming y'all because we need to bring Shane back. But it's getting ridiculous out here. Toon, any thoughts on that video?
Imagine wasting your money to get on the jet ski to have fun because you're on vacation and that's what you plan to do. But you can't even get the jet ski to move.
Man.
You falling off the joint and you know, you got folks recording you, laughing at you.
Yeah.
Now your shirt wet, back wet.
Yeah.
Your shirt soggy doggy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That move is over, activity over. You know what I'm saying? Now you mad, you wasting money because you neglected your health.
Yeah.
You neglected to take care of yourself. And as a result, you know, now you on somebody real, now you on somebody IG,
yeah.
And now you on the podcast and we cooking your ass.
And you stand out. You're
a sore thumb.
You're a circus actor at this point. People are going to laugh at you, and they're going to record you,
and they're going to make fun
because it's abnormal. We're not meant to be that big, all right. And don't sit here and tell me, well, you know, he got that big because of hormonal imbalances. Get the fuck out of here! Don't tell me he got that big because of eating disorder. Don't tell me he got that big because
well, he's just big bone.
He might have gotten in a car. Somebody said to me, how do you know they didn't get in a car accident and they're disabled?
Shut the fuck up.
That is probably less than 1% of people.
And that's probably the dumbest shit I've heard.
And it's the dumbest shit I heard. And I cut her ass up when she said that. Check my Twitter.
And she lucky I wasn't there because I'd have cut her ass up too.
But yeah, man. Hey, listen. We are changing the culture back, bro. We're making America fit again. Mafia. I don't know what happened to the camera, but I'm still going to talk my ish.
We got to get some hats.
Yeah, we got. Yeah, yeah. Red joints.
Red joints.
You see I changed the banner to red. Mafia.
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 Mafia. Mafia.
You're black. You can't do that. We're supposed to be fat. Hey, look, y'all could do that. Y'all so fat, y'all got type 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8 diabetes. Big ass. Anyway, man, hey, don't go on vacation expecting to ride horses, jet skis,
elephants,
ATVs if you that big. You need to ride your ass to the gym membership, pause. You need to call your personal trainer, take a ride to the personal trainer, pause. You need to ride to the grocery store.
You need to ride back to the airport, get back on the plane and get back to the gym.
Right. Ride your ass back home and eat at home. Stop riding your ass to brunch. Stop riding your ass to BBW house. Stop riding your ass to Big Dog house, who used to play football. Now he's not offensive lineman no more. All the muscle done turned into fat. He 400 pounds, all fat, talking about his muscle. Ain't no more muscle there, brother. Them man boobs ain't muscle, big dog. The man boobs don't translate to 400-pound bench press, big dog. All right?
The man boobs doing body slams, big dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You catching kicks in your man boobs. Every time you go down the steps, your man boobs jiggling. Shit.
Imagine having man boobs.
Come on, man.
Fellas out here.
You confusing the newborn baby. Newborn baby think he with his mother. I'm trying to get some milk. Your big back ass.
Like, no, I'm your father, man. Come on, man. Don't be mixing me up.
He thought you was the mother. Because the mom's big back too.
And the
big back ass family. BBF. You got BBF. Big back ass family. They're gonna cancel me. You gotta land well in the ocean. They're gonna cancel me.
It's not your father.
I mean, don't disrespect your dad. And the baby see me and Tune. He think we superheroes.
Yeah, so
the baby run up to me, Tune, and Rob. Like, I wish you were my dad.
Yeah, this is my dad. I don't know.
This is my wife. This could be my dad. Dad, why don't you look like that? Everybody not supposed to look like that. I ain't got all day to be in the gym. They don't got no job. They be in the gym all day. Meanwhile, we the busiest ninjas in PG County.
What are you talking about?
Fit as hell.
Training guys look like you.
Do all the shit you do and do more shit than you do.
And do way more shit.
And do more sore shit than you.
And more fit than you.
And we're more fit than you.
And look better than you.
You only fitting calories in your day.
Calorie stacking.
You barely fit in your shirt. You barely fit in your car.
You barely fit the narrative.
No, he fits the narrative. Fits the big back narrative. Fits all the excuses. And we only on video one, and we killing y'all on this episode. Let's get it. Let's get the comments, man. What y'all think about CrossFit? My people's been asking me, you know, to try it out. We got a lot of comments and a lot to do in the hours, so we're going to come back to that question. But I'll touch on it briefly. CrossFit is cool. Not really my thing. I don't think it's really Tune's thing either.
Not my thing.
But it's cool, man.
If that's something you want to try, give it a try. See how you like it.
Yeah, we'll come back to that.
Test the waters.
Yeah. Big Spider in the building. If you think personal training and handcuffing your wifey going to keep her out the streets, don't watch the podcast.
Talk about that one dude. Boy, say anything.
Yeah, fellas, don't listen, man.
He got clip on here today.
We're not going to go too deep into this. Stop blaming the trainer for your wife cheating. Your wife could cheat with anybody, bro. Your wife been cheating since high school.
Your wife cheating.
She cheated on every boyfriend she got. You want to blame the trainer?
Your wife cheating right now.
And you still cuffed her. And she cheated on you before you wiped her. You want to blame the personal trainer?
And you know she cheated.
It's a fitness podcast. Let's get back to the topic before I go on the tangent. Ladies, y'all do that shit too. Never mind. Let me chill. You go to the next comment, bro. What up, Coach Pope? Wicked Scorpion said, wow. The back got 3-4 backs. Nope, I got you.
Nope.
Big backs drowned that jet ski. That shit was crazy. He put the motion in the ocean. A man having titties is a sad existence. Damn.
Man, facts. You see it every
day. Tapping in. What's up, Fit Fan? No mercy for big backs in 2025.
Mafia.
Dom DeMarco.
I know this bodybuilder speak about bulking and cutting. Is it safe or a gateway to big back them more and eating disorder? I mean, it's fine. I mean, as long as you're eating clean and you're consistently working out, bulking and cutting is fine. The dirty bulk.
What
is,
about a dirty bulk? I was about to say, a dirty bulk.
Yeah, the dirty bulk, that's when you're in the danger zone. Get the caution tape for your big back ass, like Alabama State. They had the caution tape on the steps. The big girls was walking down. Let's get to the next video. Do the white girl. Yeah, let's do the white girl. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Low key. No plan.
Face like a six though.
They're gonna say your mama black. It's like, no, let me stop. Oh man. Oh, we got another technical difficulty. Hold on, y'all. Yeah, go back to you. I think you I don't know where that joint fucked up again. All right, we're gonna keep shooting the shit till we figure it out. But yeah, man.
How your week been, brother?
You asked busy, man. Dodge the crash out.
Another one?
Yeah. Focus. Low key. The one I told you about just now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I couldn't crash out.
Yeah, you could. Can't crash out on that level.
Nah, that's crazy. Oh, man. That would have been crazy. That'd
been stupid.
Nah, I'm not that crazy. That's wild as shit. All right, let's get it. We good.
Back, front, front, back.
Yeah.
We're gonna speed this up. If you're not comfortable with popping your ass, all I want is your hands. Boom, 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 boom. But if you can, get in that shit. Come on, four, three, good, two. We call it the ribbit walk. You go ribbit. Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. Staying low, lifting and dropping that ass. Uh-huh. If you have no space, stay in place and lift up those legs. Santa sleigh. You go Santa sleigh, bring the gifts. 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 From the top.
Fucking that shit up. Hey. Hey,
Shorty was cooking on that joint.
Hey, you can exit out of it, Rob. All right, ladies. Now, let's have a real talk. That girl doing the dances, she's fit as hell. She didn't get that body from just those dances. She lifts weights, she eats clean, and she does those dances. And I'm sure she does regular cardio too. Ladies, you're not going to achieve that body. Her body was bomb as hell. You're not going to achieve that body during them classes.
Not at all.
Now, if you want to have fun every now and then and get some cardio on, you're going to burn a shit ton of calories. I tell my girls to do that shit all the time, my clients. Mm-hmm. But they're also in the gym, and they also on top of their nutrition, on top of their eating. So don't think you about to go to these classes and get snatched. You know how many big joints I've seen in these classes thinking they doing something?
Man.
No results.
The crazy thing is the new fad is the brick class. I'm like, y'all doing all these classes. Y'all still slacking, man. Not on top of your macros, not strength training, not doing anything else. But y'all want to go to the brick class. You want to go to the twerk class. You want to go to the diving class, karate class. You're going to all these classes, but you're not doing what you need to do inside the gym. And you're not going to get those results. Like you said, her body was fire, right? You could tell she's doing what she needs to do in conjunction with that.
Yeah,
that's just, you know, that's ancillary, that's secondary, you know what I'm saying? But you're not going to achieve those results what she got by doing just that.
And see, that's my issue with the ladies. If it's any ladies that do these classes, and if you teach these classes, listen up. Y'all got to tell women the truth, bro.
Just be transparent.
Tell these women this ain't the only shit they could do. Most of these women that do this shit, I ain't mad at you for getting your bag, first of all. Get your money. But be honest with the girls too. Like, yo, ladies, y'all gotta do more shit than this.
True.
Y'all can't just show up here and expect to get long-term weight loss result.
You think it's misleading?
Oh, it's very misleading.
Mm.
Fitness is misleading, bro.
Oh, for sure.
And I heard something the other day basically said fitness. This is gonna sound crazy.
I'm listening.
It said fitness is not for fat people. Fitness is for already fit people who try and stay fit and get their fitness to the next level.
Now, I think that's kind of harsh, right? Because obviously everybody's not going to be already fit. There are some people that, and that's what keeps us in business, people that need to lose weight, right? Yeah. So, you know, that statement is kind of like a blanket statement. I don't know. you know.
Yes, I mean, the dude went into explanation about it. Yeah, it was actually valid. I'm not about
it's
to get
valid.
Into it.
I ain't gonna lie.
No, nah, it's valid.
It
if you really think about it,
it applies to us for sure.
I mean, if you think about all the bullshit trainers have dealt with,
yeah,
it's been unserious people who went back to being fat
very quickly.
If you think about it,
and we've had several of those people. Oof. We know them personally.
Don't get me started. So I start name dropping shit. Like that dumbass podcast, little corny ass, corny as shit.
Fanny pack,
and he ugly, and he don't have a beard. I cut my beard.
Folks say anything,
literally say anything,
anything.
And just mad, bro. Like, tune, he's corny too.
he works out too much.
He works out too much. Yeah. They just sit in the gym all day.
His muscles are fake.
And then I had this one girl. She was mad at what I said. I said, you only get overweight from over-consuming calories. She got mad. You're not a doctor.
Oh, brother.
I said, you don't know one doctor in better shape than me, so why the fuck are you listening to him? She's like, where'd you get your knowledge from? I'm like, certifications and reading and experience, almost 10 years of experience. No degrees. I'm like, bro, what the fuck? Like, bro, nothing ain't good enough for nobody.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Was she a big back?
Oh, man. Back bigger than this table right here. Rob, put the camera on the table. Back ass. Mad at me. Back in the, all in the fucking profile picture like this. Telling me that reading ain't doing nothing. So all the books I read on training women specifically and helping them lose weight didn't mean nothing. Crazy out here, man. Don't be that person. When somebody's giving you legit information, right? Especially if there's science to back it up. Don't be the person that you don't like their tone or you don't like what they're saying. So you're just going to be like, you're wrong. Please don't be that person. That's super ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Don't be ignorant or you're going to stay in the same spot. You're going to stay with the same back. You're going to stay with the same belly.
Belly, belly.
You're going to stay with the same. Oh, damn. I ain't got that button here.
The same man boobs.
Big back activity.
You're going to stay with the same excuses.
The diet don't work for you the same.
All of that. All right? Don't be that person.
You know, if the message ain't catered to them how they like, they're going to directly disregard the message and listen to what they want to hear.
Well, this is my thing, though, man.
Yeah.
Let's think about this. Okay. I understand if you don't like my delivery or Tune's delivery, right? That's fine. But Let's look at the past 5 years.
Okay.
Let's look at all the coddling, all the names, weight neutrality, weight stigma, all that bullshit they're coming up with, body positivity. Let's look at all of these names they're coming up with. Are we getting fitter or fatter as a society? I'll sit here and wait. Y'all let me know. Rob, don't we got the cricket on here? It don't work?
No.
Okay. Are we getting fitter or fatter as a society? So that should tell you that coddling is not fucking working.
None of that shit's working.
Yes. Doing the same thing, doing the same wrong thing and expecting a different result is insanity. So we're fucking insane at this point.
What would you feel like? Yeah, let's just say for whatever odd reason, you know, you were in control of things and you were like the head of the fit community, right? And you were the
I am.
We are.
The source is the top of the community. You go through us for the information. Don't listen to nobody else. I got to validate them.
What regulations would you start implementing to make sure it was like a requirement that people, you know, start taking their health seriously or they get penalized? What would you say? What would be the first steps to
you can't fly?
You can't
get your tax refund and you can't get your bi-weekly check from work.
Oh, these.
Better become an entrepreneur, because if you get a W-2 you can't get that motherfucker if you ain't checking to the gym at least 3 days this week. Don't let me be president. I guarantee we gonna be fit as fuck. Everybody gonna look better in this country.
Folks just gonna stop.
We just gonna get more attractive in this country.
Folks
like, damn, everybody in America look good. I know, ninja. Exactly.
We gonna turn to China overnight.
Yeah, exactly. Men gonna have testosterone. Bruh, I don't know if y'all know. Y'all probably don't watch the young streamers. I don't watch them, but I just be hip to who they are.
Yeah.
One of the young streamers,
like Google, the Kai Sinat.
Like Kai Sinat. It wasn't that Kai, Google Neon. It's like a young Indian boy, nerdy looking Indian dude.
Okay.
They took his testosterone, the testosterone test or whatever for men.
Yeah. Well, he got his blood drawn or something.
I don't even know how they do it, but his testosterone was at a 110.
That sounds pretty bad.
Like, I think the average testosterone for men is like around 600, 700.
Oh, wow.
So that this society, like, we're getting fatter and men are getting way lower testosterone.
So his shit was highly insufficient.
Yes, like lower than most women type shit.
Type shit. That's what I was about to say. Like,
so we need to make, I'd say that because we need to make a change in this country. Shit has to go a different way. You shit
know,
ain't working.
Well, you know, he's not hitting legs.
Yes. No, he's not. So we're gonna get some ninjas with testosterone to send a message. Now, let's get in the comments and keep the podcast.
Back ass.
Yeah, picnic back ass. Can we have a picnic on your back? What's up, Chelsea? It's all good. Where's Shelly? I think Shelly unsubscribed. I don't think Shelly's here anymore. What up, Jennifer? I give her props for talking while doing those dance moves at the same time. Yeah, she was fucking that shit up. Bring the gifts, I'm dead. Facts. Karen shaking that pizza box. Yeah, you're out of here. That's insane.
Strike three, you're out.
Facts. Yeah.
It's gotta be wild.
That's crazy. And then Dolly laughing, Jennifer laughing. Keep going. That's why people say the Bama dancers. That's why people say the Bama dancers are fit. I guess so, man.
Spider Bob dead.
Your profile pic table pose got me dead. Back ass. Good time. What's up, big dog? She probably also responded, see, fat phobia is rooted in racism.
Fat phobia is rooted in racism.
I got that button somewhere. Here you go.
See, fat phobia is rooted in racism?
Facts. I honestly forgot all about Shelly. Yeah, Shelly's not coming back. But Shelly's welcome back. All right, let's get to the next video, man. What we got next?
See, that pizza box has got me dead. Spider Bowl's crazy.
Yeah, we got a pizza box video for you, actually. All right, let's go. What we got? Let's do the old Ozempic jump. Yeah, let's do that one. We're going to save the pizza box video for later. Is that in the right
box? Four reasons why I would never prescribe Ozempic for weight loss. I'm Dr. Pasha, functional urologist.
Hold on, bro. I got this. I'm Dr. Pasha, board certified gastroenterologist, also here to challenge the status quo. Number one, dependency. I've never had a patient start the drug, come off of the drug, and maintain their weight loss. In fact, most of my patients gain all their weight back plus 5% more. Number two, sarcopenia, also known as muscle loss. These drugs make you lose valuable muscle.
And guys, more muscle equals longer life.
It's simply not worth it. Number three, more unplanned pregnancies. These drugs can interfere with birth control. So heads up for the ladies that don't want to get pregnant. Number four, increased complications in all procedures. In my practice, wow. I've seen these drugs cause dangerous complications after and during my procedures.
Mm, wow. Me too.
Bottom line, if you're on these drugs, tell your physician.
So what do you recommend?
Firstly, consistent exercise at the intensity where you can't have a conversation with someone else. Do this 3 to 5 times a week for 30 to 45 minutes. Additionally, and most importantly, accountability, whether it be your physician, a loved one, or a good friend. I love meeting with my patients on a routine basis to go over the goals that we set for weight loss. I swear to you, you will feel better and more accomplished in losing weight without these modalities. Bro, a surgeon's cap in the forest? That's ridiculous.
All right, guys. Oh, my God.
Healthy choices, stronger you.
Until next time.
So what's crazy is we had doctors for the past 2 or 3 years promoting Ozempic nonstop. Take this, take this. There's nothing you can do about your weight loss. You have to take it. That's the only way you can lose weight. Now we got doctors coming out and giving the facts that C. Marty Fit been telling y'all, but they don't want to listen to me because I'm not a doctor. Anyway, we got doctors coming out and just basically validating everybody who was against it. You got people like Oprah, Whoopi Goldberg. They getting all these used to be fat black women to promote this shit to y'all. And y'all eating it up like y'all eat up Wendy's and Burger King. But the facts is coming out. Like I said, the world is changing, bro. MAFA, Make America Fit Again. That's why we got the red red background. But no, in all seriousness, though, man, I think that's beautiful. We got people out here telling the truth now.
I do, too.
In the medical field.
And thank God for social media that's exposing a lot of fallacies in the world, right? Especially in the health industry and the fitness industry. And a lot of these doctors that's just trying to make a nickel and dime off folks, you know, trying to get you on these drugs because they know that you're going to be dependent on it because you fail to think for yourself and you fail to realize that you can lose weight naturally, the natural way. Before all this bullshit came around, the correct way without having to, you know, take these drugs to, you know, try to expedite the process, right? So now all you're doing is fueling their pockets and, you know, you're doing yourself a disservice because, you know, you're harming yourself in the long run. And all they're doing is collecting that checkup off you by prescribing you these drugs that you don't even need. But you're too foolish to realize that, man, all you have to do is eat clean, exercise, and stay consistent, and you'll get the results that you're looking for.
And I always tell y'all, man, if you didn't gain the weight quickly, why you think you're going to lose it quickly?
Bars.
Why do you think that big ass back that took 10, 20 years to get like that?
To build.
Is going to go away in 6 months. Can you make a change in 6 months? Absolutely.
And you're not even putting in 6 months worth of work.
Thank you. So the results that you getting wasn't even deserved. It's not something that you actually worked for.
Yeah, the drugs ain't gonna help it any faster.
It's not helping it.
It's just gonna put more back on that back.
Exactly. You still weak. You still have shitty metabolism. You more than likely still have shitty habits. Why do you think there's a difference,
man?
And you probably still stink. You still smell like a big back. Smell like you can't wash your back. You only got a couple shirts because they don't sell your size. Yeah, I just rotate these three shirts. I can't really find them. They discriminate against plus size people. This is ridiculous. I'm going to Target and I'm starting a riot. Nah. Target ain't making no money off your 4X.
I think they got to put you in office, brother. You know what I'm saying? Start garnishing people's wages and shit. If you ain't work out three times a week, man, you ain't getting that check.
Man, listen, they wouldn't even let me get there, bro.
They wouldn't.
It's too much.
They take you out before you even got
big backs. Is too much business. I wouldn't even try that. I wouldn't even make it past the first debate.
Yeah.
After the first debate, I get to cooking. Yeah. See, Marty Fit disappeared.
Yeah, you did next. Andrew Tate on that.
They're going to ship me to another country. Like, you can't come back.
They're not even going to ship you. They just going to take you out of this business.
Nah, chill. We're on YouTube, bro. Chill. I can't say that, bro. Don't say that. But yeah, man. I mean, I think it would be cool to exercise some rules like that, but it would never happen.
Ever.
Big backs is too big of a business.
Oh, for sure.
And it's all about the money. It's all in the we in a capitalistic country. So, and I ain't mad at nobody for getting their check, and I ain't trying to stop nobody's check. My goal, let me make this clear. My goal is to help people who want to be helped.
And to bring awareness.
If you don't want to be helped, that's cool. I'm not trying to be on some change the world shit.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to help as many people as I can my way.
As you should.
Yeah, go down to the fucking, to the courthouse and we need to change the laws on serving sugar. I ain't on that shit. You ain't never going to catch me doing that shit.
Yeah, hell nah.
I ain't going to do that, bro. So, yeah. We killing y'all on this episode, man. Oops, wrong button. Comments. Make sure y'all hit the like button too, man. We got 57 people on here, man. Let's hit the like button.
On a Friday.
What in the Karen hip hop dance lesson is going on? It's unclear. She hustling all the Karens. Oh, for sure. She got some black girls signing up too. With no rhythm. Did you see the email I sent you about Cheryl Underwood not being able to cross her legs for 25 years? No, I didn't, but I'm going to check that out. I did see you sent me something. I'm going to check it out, though. Appreciate you, brother. Totally agree. Shelly, just skiing over the crumble cookie. Yeah, that's crazy. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
That's insane. Money's been made, so now it's okay to speak up. That actually makes sense. If y'all didn't know, hospitals get kickbacks and doctors get bonuses for hitting their prescription goals. Of course. Of course. God forbid that we see a hip-hop dancehall between the Karens and Big Back Bama crew. I got the Karens winning. They
too.
Got more stamina than them Big Back. The Big Back girls wasn't doing nothing but walking down the steps. And then when they did dance, they sit down in between reps.
No endurance.
They take turns dancing. They're not winning.
All right, your turn.
Yeah, your turn. You go, girl.
I'm tired.
You go, girl. You a queen. We know what you meant, Mac. 5XL, big as hell.
That's big as hell. Big and tall at.
Your thoughts on knee sleeves for those over 40 for fitness? Is their way to protect knees?
Stretch. stretch them hamstrings.
Yeah, real quickly, I'm not a fan of it. I say stretch, warm up, strengthen the muscles around your knees.
Or get some copper fit.
Specifically, hamstrings and glutes, pause. Focus on those.
No diddy, you know?
Watch these big backs harm themselves, then blame it on fat shaming. But they stay harming themselves on social by doing unhealthy bullshit. Can't change the world. They got to want to change. That's what I'm on. I'm helping the people that want to be helped.
Bars, Baldy.
Big facts. A lot of fat women on Insta are on Ozempic, but get mad that the doctors asked them to try naturally first. Yeah, see, that's that bullshit, bro. That's insane.
A bullshit?
Keep up the fire content. Hey, Jabari, appreciate you, brother.
Hit the like button.
Make sure y'all hit that like button. That Karen clip was hilarious. All they missing is the pumpkin spice. Facts. And the Bama girls are half the age of the Karens. That's why I made the video.
Man.
They're so young. Great response. I thought the same thing. Absolutely. And Bama State Part 3 might be here, 2025. But I don't want it to seem like I'm attacking the girls. That's the only reason.
Protect this man at all costs.
That's the only reason. I think I'm going to leave them alone.
Yeah, you got to leave them folks alone.
But they keep sending me the videos. So, I mean, they in college. You know what I'm saying? They hopefully, as they get older, they will prioritize their health. I put the message out there. If they want to react, they react to it.
Down south, people just built that way.
A bullshit?
Okay.
They eat better in the south.
A bullshit?
Okay. All right, man. Let's get the next video, brother. We got let's see what we got next. Okay. Go to Big Back Park. Let's check it out.
Been dying to eat at the Lamplight Lounge at Disney's California Adventure, but you weren't sure if you'd fit. Hey everyone, we're plus size park hoppers. We range in sizes from 2X to 5X. Make sure you like this video and follow us for more plus size Disney tips and tricks. This episode of If I Fit, I Sits, we had dinner at Lamplight Lounge. There are stairs to go down to the dining area, but there's also an elevator if needed. There's both indoor and outdoor seating here. Most of the chairs do have arms, but there is some seating outside without arms. If you'd prefer a chair without arms, don't hesitate to ask a cast member. We were seated outside and the vibes were great. This is a lounge, so the food menu is pretty small. Even our pickiest eater found something they liked. Ashley and I shared the Brussels sprout Caesar salad, and it was incredible. Truthfully, Ashley ordered it, and I just kept eating it because it was so good. For her entree, Ashley got the lobster nachos. They came loaded with lobster meat. She said that the nachos and all of the toppings were delicious, but the lobster was a little fishy. We're from New England, and the lobster was just a little different from what we're used to. Sarah, Deanna, and I got the char-broiled cheddar burger. This was pretty much a simple burger, and we all really liked it. And the fries were really good. Katie got the El Pastor pork chop, which was gluten-free. She enjoyed it, but did say one of the sauces was very spicy. Overall, we really enjoyed this lounge, and you can't beat the location right on the water. We hope that these tips help.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks!
All right. This is... I got two things.
Okay.
First of all, this culture we just talked about has led to BBWs park hopping. So they're going to different amusement parks and just eating food and doing food reviews.
And sounding like children.
Sounding like children. But at the same time, it's people telling me that people can't control their weight.
Man.
But you got people building a brand on going to different places and eating.
They're vlogging actively.
And you saw how much food they got.
Too much food. The loaded nachos alone is enough for three people serving.
And what the fuck is a gluten-free pork chop?
She don't get out of here with that Beyond Meat.
Like, what are we talking about?
it was gluten-free. Fuck out of here.
Boy, if you don't...
At an amusement park?
What are we talking about?
Come on,
use
bro.
Your common sense.
It's still a pork chop, baby. Big back, baby. It's still a pork chop. All right?
You big dummy.
Nah, for real, this is getting crazy, man.
Wow.
But this is what it's come to, man. People are building brands and monetizing it. So, like I said, bro.
Very detrimental.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah. And they're going to regret it. And I'm not trying to change the world. I'm trying to help the people that want to get help.
The people who want to listen.
Because when you're at that point, when you're building a brand, you're lost. Like, you're done. It's over with. There's no changing, more than likely. You know, it's going to have to take some wild awakening, maybe a health scare, which God forbid, I don't want them to have a health scare.
Which typically is the case.
Typically is the case. That's going to have to happen. But, you know, that's far gone. It's sad.
Yeah. And not only that, but when you're encouraging your friends to do the same, right? Mm-hmm. And then not only that, but, you know, look how many young people are on social media. Look how many young people are exposed to this, especially the ones who don't live in an active family, who never did any sports, who never were, you know, physically, you know, active, right? They never did anything sports related, right? So now it's just like, oh, well, it's cool to be big. It's cool to, you know, just eat and be myself, and I won't get judged because these other women are doing it and they're vlogging and making it seem fun, right? Not like, you know, you're exposing a lot of people to bullshit, right? And, you know, the health scare is only going to, the narrative is only going to further itself, you know, when you got people building a brand on top of nonsense and no substance like that. So we don't condone it, and we're going to expose it because, you know, we the source, and that's not the way to go about it. That's bullshit.
Yeah, I think it baffles me that people, you know, eat like this and just really think that this doesn't contribute to their size and their body composition at all. I think that's low key mental illness, borderline.
You know, you took the words right out of my mouth. At that point, it has to be a disease where though you feel like it's okay to live in that type of, you know, that body and that mind frame, whereas though you could just eat, be gluttonous, and, you know, not feel a certain type of way about it. You know, when us on the outside looking at us fit people, we see that and we just be like, man, if we were to eat like that, we would feel like shit. You know what I'm saying? We would underperform. We would have low energy, low vibration. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we wouldn't fit the narrative as to, you know, what we speak to, which is, you know, health and wellness. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Not a good look.
It's not a good look at all.
Not a good look at all.
Hey, man, we here to change the culture one back at a time. Train your hip flexors, absolutely.
Facts.
Bro, what you say about Alabama State is harmless compared to what these ninjas down here say about those girls, but you got to call a spade a spade. It's unhealthy to be that big for the long term. Well, Brown Baldy, what did they say?
And to be that young and big. Man,
BBW maxing, facts. Wicked Scorpion is visionary with the 5XL comment, big back picky eaters. Yeah, well, that too. Oh, brother is right. They're eating that lobster, and you know, downtown, that funky, chunky monkey smelling like red lobster, failing a health inspection. I don't even want to know what that shit smells like.
Oh, brother.
I ain't even going to lie, bro. I seen
a gluten-free pork chop is insane, right?
Facts. I seen a big girl on Instagram the other day. She took the deodorant, put it between the legs.
Between the legs or underneath the belly?
Between the legs.
That's trifling.
No cap. I was gonna put on a podcast, but that's just a little too much. I'm good.
We're good.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see. If I don't have any content, I'll throw it on here. We keep going, bro. Them big backs out here eating sauce meat too. What? Hold on, bro. What is going on?
Strike three.
Brown Baldy's out of here.
That's way past pause.
That has the same shit in it, like chitlings. Sauce. You know that thing smelly, like goddamn. I don't even know what sauce meat is, bro.
Yo, Baldy.
Sauce meat.
What?
What in the world? Sausage meat? What is this ninja talk about?
Oh, yo.
That's crazy.
No diddy, you know?
Must be two glutens. Facts. Plus size park hoppers versus Alabama big backs. Who would win in the tug of war? I got Alabama winning.
I got park hoppers.
Park hoppers.
Park hoppers.
All right, let's bet on it.
They like almost 1,000.
Put a parlay in.
Over under.
they all over overweight.
Over 500.
Just keep it going. Thanks for the visual, Mark. Yo. Speaking of facts, yep. It smells like Landwell ass. Yeah, you're wild. You know that deodorant said, God damn, I ain't got that one yet over here. Yeah, Playboy, I like it when you eat. All right, I'm.
Yo. No diddy, you know?
Strike three, you're out. Strike three, you're out. Strike three, you're out. Strike three, you're out. Strike three, you're out.
No Diddy, you know.
That's insane, bro. Yeah. Oh man, you keep it going, bro. We say it like Seuss meat.
Yo, that's just the wild.
No Diddy,
no,
you know?
Diddy, brother.
Yeah, but I'm gonna have to DM that info to you. Let's just say it comes from pig ingredients. Whew. Yeah, DM that to me, man. All right, let's keep it going, man. We got a couple more videos. We're going to get up out of here.
Strike three.
Yeah, that's crazy. Let's go to the, click the one that say 10 pizzas. And just the, oops. Yep, yep.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm going to order for 10 pizzas.
Yo.
How did you order so many pizzas?
Because we didn't cook.
That's crazy.
I'm going to dig in one of them pizzas as soon as we get it because I'm hungry.
I think I'm definitely going to do that myself.
I have to take a bite.
Yo.
Whoa.
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yo, come on.
Oh, I'm smelling this pizza. I want to eat it now.
I do feel guilty sometimes after.
Capitalized.
I eat something, I think about it, and I say, damn, you actually ate all of that. I do feel guilty sometimes after I eat.
Damn.
Oh, all of that. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yo, they ate 5 pieces, bro, on the way there.
Can we eat, please?
Oh, I'm for that. I'm
another big back at the crib.
The whole family, the queen back.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Hey man, y'all keep posting y'all stuff on the internet, bro. Telling on yourselves, bro.
Damn. I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
That's ridiculous, man. And there's no way you feel guilty about it and continue to keep doing that shit.
That's sad. It's truly sad.
Yeah, I really feel bad for.
Feel bad for people like that. You know what I'm saying? I feel even worse though that it's people of, you know, our community.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because the black community is suffering right now bad.
Yeah.
Get us out of there because that shit is beyond me. You ordering 10 pizzas?
That's crazy, bro.
And you crush 5 pizzas before you...
You don't even get 10 pizzas for a pizza party.
with kids.
With kids, bro.
And adults.
And adults. Adults got to eat too. You don't even get 10 pizzas for that, bro.
And I'm enjoying large pizzas.
Listen,
all that sugar, that dough, you know they got fully loaded toppings.
Yeah. Listen, black people.
Oh my
God. I'm not
going
to say what race, what people.
The level of constipation, all types of
Exactly. Full transparency, black people. We're at the bottom of health in this country.
Oh.
We're at the bottom.
The totem pole is at the very.
And I love y'all. Black women, y'all at the bottom.
Mm.
Y'all the most obese. That's not hate. That is a fact.
We right next to him.
And we right there next to y'all. But I'm just making a point.
Yeah.
So this isn't natural, right? We see this shit this is the shit we see on the internet. Imagine what we don't see.
Man, we see this shit in person.
I mean, we see it in real life too, but I'm just saying, like, we have to get it together.
Quick.
This is not our destiny just to be back big as a picnic table back having ass. That's not our destiny.
God ain't intend for people to be like this, man.
And we're not supposed to be gluttons. We're not supposed to be like that, bro. And I told y'all, when God watched this podcast, he laughing with us. He laughing with us because he knows it's ridiculous.
He wants us to keep pushing the message out.
He wants us to push the message. Y'all can say whatever y'all want to me about whatever. But we got to do something about that, folks.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. 10 pieces is crazy. We killing y'all today, man. Give these comments, man.
Combine between them two, how much you think they weigh?
1,000?
Easy 1,000 plus. 1,000 plus. I'm going to say 1,000 yeah. plus.
Indian Dolly knows what I'm talking about. Brown Baldy, is that like Scrapple? No, say Sue like you... Oh, Sal, like you finna say South. And South meat. Whew, that's crazy.
That shit sounds trifling.
Sounds insane.
Sounds me.
Keep going, bro. Yeah, 10 pizzas. Keep going, bro. I beg your pardon. I don't know if I got that one here. Do I got I beg your pardon? I don't think I got. No, I ain't got that one over here. Champ. Sorry. Yeah, 10 pieces for both of them. Yeah. I couldn't eat half of that before that pizza starts to spoil.
Like 3-4 slices.
A couple slices, we good.
We good.
Even the Ninja Turtles don't eat that pizza.
Nah, for real.
That's crazy. Wow, that bums me out. What's up, Jenny? Oh, Jenny on the episode. What up, Jenny?
That's funny, man.
They must got some Ninja Turtles over their crib. Yeah, I guess so. Women be like, hey, yo, that's crazy. Shinku,
what is that? What
the elephants?
Straight three, you're out.
Shinku, you're out of here. You're gonna get me banned. You're gonna get me banned. Who's this guy? Shinku,
strike three, you're out.
You haven't seen Shinku yet, bro. Shinku been around for a couple weeks.
Okay,
yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Put a cape on all the big backs and call them super fats.
Strike three, you're out.
You guys are violating the big backs today.
We like it.
We love it.
Make America fit.
I hope they did not eat the Ninja Turtles.
Strike three, you're up.
Keep going, bro.
Donatello's.
Chris, didn't you post something regarding that men had the lowest testosterone levels in history? Absolutely. And they do.
Bars.
They do. I mean, it's a fact. So, yeah. And the men that don't like this show, low testosterone. Men that... Let me ask you something. Listen to the men that don't like this show talk, and then listen to me and Toon talk, and tell me if there's a difference.
And, no Diddy.
And tell us who you're going to listen to.
No Diddy, you know.
Anyway, he gives a new meaning to the slab of meat.
Strike three, you're out.
I'm kicking y'all out for real, bro. 2025, I'm about to ban some of y'all for some of these comments.
What?
That was insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Donatello need to get his big back ass.
Nah, for real.
Oh, man. Hey, Spider-Man, what did you say, bro? Their weight, calories, cholesterol number is going to look like a social security number? That's crazy, bro. They weigh half a ton? Yeah, each. Yes, testosterone levels are low and only going down. They are.
Man.
Keep going. They could have given Alabama State those pieces. They don't need no more pieces at Alabama State. They got enough. It's the diet, low exercise, processed foods. They don't want to hear that, Shinku.
10 pizzas, man.
The video with the chicken built like penguin can only do food reviews at amusement parks because their expanded ass backs can't fit any rides. Shame in my Game of Thrones voice. Nope, you're right. They can't get on the ride, so that's the only thing they could do at amusement parks. Absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely.
Who goes to amusement parks just to test the food?
They big back ass.
I know, right?
Facts. Keep going, bro. Fatatello and Leo Lardo. That's crazy. When I hear Ninja Turtle, I think of that dude on Pop the Balloon dating show.
Oh, you talking about the one who's like, I could pull out 100,000 cash right now.
Bruh. Oh, my God, bro. Crazy, bro.
Funny as hell.
Keep going, man. You can skip that one. You skipped that one. He looked like smuggling a Ninja Turtle in his quintuple X shirt. 5X is crazy. What up? Hey, stop the cap. Where you been at, man?
I know, right?
Stop the cap.
Where you been at, dog? All right, let's get to the next video. I think we got two more. We're going to get up out of here, bro. We got your man's tune.
Elliot? Wes?
No. Click the one that says Eden for test.
Oh, my man.
Yeah.
Abu Sada.
Eating this will destroy your metabolism and your testosterone.
Eating this will kill your metabolism and your testosterone.
Yes, even this place that serves you fake chicken and large amounts of seed oils in their food will ruin your metabolism and your testosterone.
Well, I know what you guys are probably wondering.
Well, Abu Sada, what are some alternatives to replace the fast food bullcrap that we always eat?
Glad you asked. Pasture-raised eggs. This is an excellent form of protein. I prefer pasture-raised eggs because it's better quality. Halal chicken, halal beef. Halal chicken, halal beef. I don't care if it's a flank. I don't care if it's ribeye. I don't care if it's a what's the other one? Sirloin. Yes, these are all high-quality proteins that you can implement instead of fast food restaurant bullcrap that you're used to eating. Wild-caught fish. Yes, wild-caught fish is still out there. Just don't be so consumed around salmon. Here we have some tuna steak, right? Tuna steak is my personal favorite, and I keep it simple. I eat these same exact same foods every single day. Start making your own juices.
Hey, shout-out to that brother. Eating out is lowering testosterone, guys.
Man.
Eat at home. Eat at the crib. cook your food, these restaurants are cooking in all types of oils, not just seed oils, all types of shit.
Man.
But yeah, that this is we're not just getting lower testosterone accidentally, right? This is $1 billion business. Hmm. They're gonna keep encouraging you to go to these spots. They're gonna be convenient, they're gonna be everywhere.
They're gonna have the deals for you.
Yeah,
get 20 nuggets for 50 cents.
Exactly.
You guys start to be skeptical sometimes. Why are they giving you so much food for so cheap?
Yep.
It's not because, you know what I'm saying?
It's better for you.
It's not better for you. It's just they trying to get rid of it and they trying to make you sicker, right? So they give you two large fries and 50 nuggets for $3.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then not only that, but you don't understand, you don't know what's going on in the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
They could be reusing the same oils.
Oh, you know they are.
Putting the same food back that's not selling. They just reheating that joint and serving it to your big back ass. And you think it's good. Fresh out the oven. Nah, bro. It's fresh from last week.
Yeah.
You know, you feeding that to your children. You feeding that to yourselves, right? So, you know, like that gentleman said, cook your food. Like C. Marty said, cook your food. Take some time. Prep your food. Go to grocery stores. Read the ingredients. Know what you're putting in your body because you are what you eat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and a lot of people, they complain about costs. Listen, first of all, that all that cheap-ass fast food adds up.
Quick.
It's quick. And then how much is your life worth?
Great question.
You know what I mean? It takes little extra effort to cook, and you actually spend more money on fast food. We've done the exercise before. I'm not about to go through it right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll do it again Sunday. You actually spend more on the fast food, but... Even if you think you're spending more eating healthy, how much is your life worth? Is there a dollar amount on that?
Is there a price tag on your life?
The answer is hell no.
Nope.
So just think about that next time you're complaining and bitching about spending money on healthy foods.
And not only that, but the eating out and the fast food, in the long term, you're going to spend more money health-wise, you know? In conjunction with you wasting daily on the fast foods, mm-hmm. in the long term, is going to bite your pockets even more. So, like C. Marty said, you got to ask yourself certain questions. Is your life, you know, worth this food or what you're consuming?
Yep.
And if it's worth more than that, in your opinion, then, you know, you should look to do things differently, right? To preserve your life, you know, extend your longevity.
All facts, my boy. I'm killing y'all today, man. Let's get these comments. That human rat dude that lied about women supposedly calling his job and getting him fired. Who are you talking about?
What?
The human rat dude that lied about women.
It's like 30 things going on.
I don't know who he's talking about, bro. He talking about who? The
plumber. Oh, he talking about the dude off the pot, the balloon joint.
Turtle looking.
The
plumber dude. Yeah.
Turtle looking.
Yeah, they got his ass fired. That's crazy. You keep going, bro. Oh, yeah, I saw the episode from Tuesday and Wednesday, bro. That clip with the big back trying to steal was hilarious. Crazy, man. Shinku, fire. Appreciate it, brother. Rice and chicken helped me when I was broke. That joint cheap as hell. You get rice and chicken for cheap. Soybean oils. I want to say something, but I'm going to get kicked out. Say it.
Don't say it.
Say it. Just don't get me canceled.
No, Diddy.
I appreciate you guys. Thanks for making me smarter. Appreciate you, Jenny.
100%.
Big back ass. I got you.
BK big back 24. Activity.
Nuggets for $1 is crazy, bro.
20 nuggets.
And that's not real food. What type of nuggets are those? Raccoon ankles?
That's what they're serving at the carryout.
Man, that's crazy. Soybean oils, other seed oils, trans fats, sugars, butter, complex carbohydrates. Shit. Damn. Two decades ago, fast food used to be cheaper or how the tables had turned. Man. Fuck it, I'm going to say it. You going to keep eating that Burger King, you're going to look like Burger Queen. Fellas, keep eating that Mickey D's, you're going to end up with a little D. That shit kills the libido.
Let him cook.
Cook.
Keep cooking.
He's cooking.
We cook here.
Let him cook.
He said it, Shy. No dollar amount worth wilding around the world while you built like a globe. It ain't worth it, bro. It ain't. And the fast food guy, you smell like bad grease too.
Let him cook.
Yeah, people constantly at McDonald's have bad breath, just smell musty as fuck. Facts. All right, man. Let's get to the last videos.
Let him cook.
Rob, I don't know if you put links for them joints. I think you did. Might have downloaded them. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't looking. Yeah. All right, bet. Yeah.
I want to talk to the personal trainers of Atlanta. This is coming from a plus size woman who just started her fitness journey. I mean, people tell me they don't consider me plus size, but I consider myself plus size because I'm starting to think y'all just a bunch of niggas who woke up and decided to work.
Yeah, we sitting here watching the video. We all into it. Yeah, we locked in. Hold on, y'all. We getting it for y'all. But
Waiting. If y'all haven't already, hit the like button.
Hit the like button.
Tell a friend. Share with a friend.
Stop eating raccoon ankles.
Make America fit again.
Yeah. Let's check it out. Yep. It's there. All right, trainers.
I want to talk to the personal trainers of Atlanta. This is coming from a plus size woman who just started her fitness journey. I mean, people tell me they don't consider me plus size, but I consider myself plus size because, hell, them the sizes that I wear at beach. I'm starting to think y'all just a bunch of niggas who woke up and decided to work out one day. Like, y'all just some hood babies that used to hoop all y'all life, and y'all look good, y'all fit, and y'all just started to start screaming at bitches for $100 a month. Y'all just be niggas that yell at people throughout the whole workout and just scream at them and force them to go beyond their limit. And that's not how fat bodies work. You can't do that to people. And then you can't be asking 200-plus, 300-plus, 400-plus pound women to be squatting and doing abs every day. Like, you're going to wear and tear. Like, if you got knee problems, do not book an Instagram personal trainer Atlanta. Do not book one of these Instagram niggas. I swear they only got two workouts. Sit-ups and squats. Sit-ups and squats. I swear they only got two workouts. They going to fuck your knees up. And your shit already thin as fuck because you're plus size. Your tissue or whatever the lining is between your joints. So they are fucking up your knees, bro. Like, me personally, I naturally have a shape. Everybody not chasing the BBL aesthetic. So I need cardio more than anything. You got 50 bitches giving you $100 a month. Bro, get some bicycles. Buy some treadmills. Build your shit up. Like, build a fucking gym. You niggas don't have the equipment. You niggas can barely pay a rent for a small lot space to host your classes. And I'm tired of it because I'm somebody who real life losing my money to this shit. Like, I just stopped going. I'm not finna even ask no Atlanta nigga, no buff ass nigga for my refund for the gym classes. I'm just gonna stop going because I'm gonna let you see that your clientele dies. You can't keep no loyal clientele. You can't keep no spot to work out in. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. You don't know what body, who can handle what. You're supposed to be more gentle starting out. You don't supposed to just go in yelling at people. And I'm not sensitive. I'm not the type of bitch that's just sitting up here talking about, oh my God, he called me a big bag. That's not what I'm saying at all. Like, I don't care what you're talking about. I need you to be a better trainer. Niggas talking about, all right, it's 5 seconds left on this round. Up, starting over, back at 5. Give me some strong ones. Oops, starting back at 10. You can't do that to people. Bitches with bigger bodies cannot handle what everybody. My heart is going to explode fucking with a nigga that keeps starting a timer over on a set of reps that I already gave my all. Everybody body cannot give the same amount. Your money comes from people. You need to learn people. You need to cater to people. But can't nobody tell you nigga shit because, you know, you just a nigga. You're not going to grow. You're not going to listen. I'm just a fat ass woman. What the fuck do I know? I genuinely want to get better at my fitness journey. I genuinely want to work out. So if y'all could point me to somebody in Atlanta that is actually good at training bigger bodies, please let me know because the money is going to talk. I just hope the quality there.
Shout out to her, man, for telling that story.
You stop saying that. It's not transparency. I like that.
I love the transparency. Listen, trainers, first of all, I'm going to get the trainers first. First of all, trainers, get y'all shit together. Get y'all certifications. Learn what you're doing. Learn the basic movements. Learn how to train people. Learn how to coach. Get some people skills. Don't just be fresh off the basketball court or fresh off the football field. You just got done playing in college. And now you a trainer trying to run a business. You're going to ruin it for the industry, ruin it for all of us. That's why nobody respects us now.
Man.
And so, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, bro. And then get some social proof, right? Get some transformations. See how, give your testimony and see how you transform yourself and let people know that you're credible. That way, when they come to you, they know that they're going to get some quality and value when they train with you. rather than, you know, getting some secondhand experience, right, where they leave and eventually, you know, you leave a bad taste in their mouth, and now all the fitness trainers in the industry are BS, right? So, like he said, man, learn how to deal with people, learn how to coach, and actually build your skills in this industry. Because it's anybody can't be a fitness trainer. Just because you shot a few hoops on, man, you know, in college, and you know, you have a little bit of a body, doesn't mean you're qualified to be a trainer, right?
All facts, bro. Bars.
Especially in a place like ATL.
Yeah, ATL is not a real
place. A lot of stuff is capped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And listen, ladies and gentlemen, put your trainers on blast if they trash. And that's not to be mean to the trainers, but that's one to wake their ass up.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them they need to get their shit together. And we gotta bring awareness to people scamming out here. Hold folks accountable. You know, you want to scam, that shit always, scam always gonna catch up to you. So do shit the right way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get in these comments, man. I think we got two more videos. We're going to get through them quickly. Get up out of here. Damn, y'all going in. McDonald's had my stomach hurting. Facts. Coach laughing. Hey, my man Shinku, appreciate you, brother. With the super chat, I got a five-hour gym session waiting for me tomorrow. Waist treadmills and punching bag. Hey, get that work in, brother.
Yes, sir.
We see you on Sunday, man. To anyone that gets mad about fitness advice, the shoe fits weird, but they big ass can't fit the shoes. Facts.
Facts.
Shy said, "Moo, that's crazy." Skateboard session afternoon. I'm big. Back yourself, yes sir. Boy, getting them calories in. Besides, the shoes gonna scream. I hurt. Help me. That's crazy.
Get your fat ass off.
Man. That's crazy.
I can't unbig my back.
You keep going, bro. I want to be friends with her immediately. Me too. All she got to do is start by walking. Don't even start jogging. Yeah, but she went to the trainer because he probably was promoting himself.
Man.
Keep going, bro. Even still, you got to also do your research on these coaches. It's a lot of motherfuckers on Instagram calling themselves trainers. Yes. She was going to quit regardless. She looked hungry. That's crazy, bro. I spoke too soon about the plus size lady. Yep. Oh, no, click Shelly. Click right above that. Hey, Shelly back in the chat. What's good, Shelly? Hey.
Oh, man. Spider-Man talking smack again. Shocker.
Yeah, that's all Spider-Man do, Shelly. Keep it going, bro.
What's good, Shelly? I ain't meet you yet.
Shelly in the damn chat. Shelly's back, y'all.
What's good, Shelly?
I can't unbig my back.
Facts.
She said shocker.
Yeah, let's get these last two videos to get up out of here, man. Shocker. Spider mouth.
He started calling me fat.
We good? Oh, not yet. Hold on, y'all. Oh shit, it's about to go down. And man, never mind.
He started calling me fat. I'm like, all right, that's kind of funny. I am fat, a little chubby. Then they start calling me a fat bitch. I said, wait. That shit hurt. I go look in the mirror. God damn, I'm fat as hell. This I can never lose this. That's how I used to think.
Damn.
Then one day I just start running.
Mm.
Then everybody used to live, you know, around each other. So I look in the group chat. They sending pictures of me running, laughing at me. Look at this fat ass bitch running. I'm like, he running to the store to get snacks. I'm like, wait, these niggas out of control. So I just start taking different paths. But I kept it up for 6 months, and then I just lost all my weight.
That's good.
And I only ate one time a day.
Probably.
No snacks.
Shout out to that brother.
Hey, man,
he
shaming works. Shaming works. He got shamed. His friends was laughing at him, and he did something about it.
Decided to do something.
He didn't come up with a fucking phrase, weight neutrality, weight stigma,
body positivity,
feelings.
Feeder,
you got to work, man.
Feederism.
So sometimes that negativity can turn the negativity into a positive, man. We're just keeping it real with y'all. So, all right, we're gonna get through the next video, then we're gonna get through the comments. Get up out of here, so we can get to the weekend, man. Need some rest. Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, this no Diddy. No Diddy on this.
No Diddy, you know.
No Diddy alert.
No Diddy, you know.
What's these trainers doing, Tune?
We're gonna see
what they doing. Yeah, we want the copyright.
We make it tap right. out.
Pause.
No Diddy, you know.
Yo, what the f-
fellas, this
no Diddy, you
just exit out. This is why testosterone is low. Look at the shit we got fit men doing in the gym, bro.
Why is he doing that, right?
This is why testosterone is low. These are the people that advertise themselves as trainers and scamming the women like the girl in the two videos ago.
No Diddy, you know.
This is the problem, man. What type of shit are you on, bro? I'm not going to keep that on the screen.
No Diddy, you know.
But this is what, imagine being in the gym and somebody start doing that while you lifting weights. That shit is crazy, bro.
Super crazy.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, if you see a trainer doing something like that, don't sign up with their ass and then be online complaining that they scamming. Because Shorty probably seen him doing that and was complaining about his ass. Yeah. Well, all right, man.
There's goofy energy in the gym these days, man.
Goofy as shit. Let's get through these comments. We're going to get out of here, man. We're about to wrap up. Hey, Shelly, yep. Oh, shit, it's about to go down. Nah, bruh, not today, man. Shelly, you have a crush on Spider? See, here you go starting shit, Wicked Scorpion. We ain't got no pizzas in here, just some gluten-free pork chops. Keep going, bruh. What we going? What we not going to do is eat it once a day. Yeah, that's a whole nother topic. I'm just glad he did something about it, Indian Dolly. Big is beautiful. Yo, shut up, bro.
I can't unbake my back.
Spider hole 202. I took a break from pizza. Your mom make those watery pork chops.
Get them.
Dom DeMarco. Marco.
Keep going. What the fuck is this? I can't say that on YouTube, bro. That's crazy. He can do that pretty Ricky at home. That dude is probably one of Diddy's freak offs. Get his freak on.
No Diddy, you know.
I'm trying to stop myself from cussing, but look at this bullshit. Like, why? You can tell he didn't get any cheeks in high school. He definitely didn't.
No Diddy, you know.
Hey, man. Listen, bro. Fire episode on Let's Much More Crunches podcast, man. Appreciate y'all, man.
Appreciate y'all.
Oh, man. Go ahead. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Tune.
Yes, sir.
Give your closing thoughts on the podcast. Plug your social media in so we get up out of here, man. And make sure y'all hit the like button.
Appreciate y'all for tapping in with the source, man. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. Thank you for the support. If you haven't hit the like button, share with a friend. We try and push the narrative of health and wellness. And we try to encourage people to self-improve, get better, and elevate. 2025, new year, new goals. Let's get to it. Let's continue to rise and achieve and succeed. You dig? If you guys want to tap in with me, follow me on IG at Sweat for the Check. Sweat for the Check. I'm on YouTube as Sweat Check, one word. On IG, Sweat for the Check. This is the illest, the realest, the trillest, yeah, the funniest, yeah, the most entertaining, yeah, the dopest.
Yeah.
And all the above.
Yes, sir.
See Marty.
All right, man.
What you got?
Go ahead. Follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. And clearly, see Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page, share the page with a friend, hit the like button. Once again, this is the Illest Fitness Podcast out. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. Hit those last couple comments real quick, Rob. And I'm going to close this joint out. He didn't get the consent of that bench or his pronouns. That's crazy. Yeah, I'll be on the show, Shinku, on Monday. Yes, sir. Keep going. Your mama ain't take a break from all them sauce meats. Yeah. Yeah. It's time to close out. First Fit All Sports. You late, bro. Black people always late.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Yes, appreciate you tuning in, my guy. Hit the like button. I'm going to catch y'all on Sunday. And like I said, if you don't want to unbeat your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of your belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you don't like two men with testosterone giving a message, don't watch the podcast. If you want to watch women on a podcast and give a softer message, that's fine. You can go do that. If you want to watch soft ninjas, give a soft ninja message on the podcast, that's fine. You could go and do that. And listen, I'm going to catch y'all on Sunday night. We're going to be live probably around 8 o'clock p.m. Be on the lookout for the alert. And this is the Best Fitness Podcast out. Appreciate y'all. We out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.